Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump is scheduled to host Turkey's President Erdogan tomorrow at the White House. Some people say that's a bad idea. On our newsline is the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Bronx and Westchester Democratic Congressman Elliot Engel. Congressman, on the heels of Turkey's incursion into Syria, should President Trump be welcoming President Erdogan to the White House?
Absolutely not. It's a big mistake, and the president is sending the wrong signals. Congress, the House, just got through passing a tough sanctions bill against Turkey for all the things that Erdogan has done. This, of course, would dilute that. This would have some confusion in terms of what America's policy really is. And at a time when Erdogan is jailing people, is making his moves against the Kurds, is doing all kinds of things that is not in the best interest of the United States, we should not be rewarding him with a meeting of with the President of the United States.
What is the U.S. to do about Turkey? It's a complicated relationship.
Well, it's a very complicated relationship. Turkey, of course, is a NATO member. And if you remember, the whole purpose of NATO was to counter the Russians. That's why it's so ironic that Erdogan pals around with Putin. Putin's his best friend. But, of course, Trump likes Putin as well. So I don't know what it is with President Trump, who seems to be attracted to despots and dictators. But it's the absolute wrong move. Turkey made a decision not so long ago to not purchase U.S. defensive weapons, but to purchase Russian defensive weapons. How can a member of NATO, a very important member of NATO, actually do that and purchase weapons from the enemy and not purchase weapons from the United States? So Erdogan wants to have it both ways. I don't know why President Trump is allowing him to do it, but the president should listen to the Congress. We had a bipartisan vote, over 400 votes out of 435, favoring sanctions on Turkey. Sanctions because of the moves in Syria, sanctions for all the things that Erdogan is doing, and yet the president's ignoring it. So I don't think you reward a dictator like that with a meeting. What you need to do is try to change his behavior. And the way you do that is by strengthening the NATO alliance, not by welcoming in to continue someone who's trying to, in my opinion, destroy the NATO alliance.
Turkey is a NATO member. The U.S. has a very important air base in Turkey. That's a crucial region of the world. But is it time for the United States to rethink its relationship with Turkey, at least under President Erdogan?
Well, yes, I would say yes. You know, the Incirlik Air Force Base is an important base, but the United States cannot allow ourselves to be blackmailed and allow a tin horn dictator to tell us what to do. That's why I think it's imperative that this meeting be canceled so that Erdogan doesn't get any ideas that somehow or other there's approval for his terrible actions right down the line. You know, I've explained some of the things he's done. It would be an absolute, I think, slap to the NATO alliance to have him meet with the president now. And besides, the president has a habit, in my opinion, of looking the other way when despots and dictators do what's not good for the United States nor for the world. And so, therefore, I think it's an absolute big mistake to have Trump meet with Erdogan at this time.
If I can follow up on that, should Turkey get the boot from NATO?
Well, I think, of course, that's a last resort, but I think it's something that should be under consideration, because the alternative would be every time we have a crisis, if Turkey is not going to be a loyal and faithful ally and is going to side with Putin and side with Russia and side with totalitarian governments and dictators, well, then I don't know what they're doing in NATO to begin with. So I would hope we could work it out, but I have to tell you, it doesn't give me much hope from what I've seen with Erdogan.
Congressman, a joint news conference is planned for tomorrow. between Presidents Trump and Erdogan. Is President Trump trying to deflect attention away from the first public hearing of the impeachment inquiry tomorrow?
Gee, well, that's a real conspiracy theory. I wonder how true it might be. I'm actually laughing because I do think that that has something to do with it. Look, Stephen, it makes no sense for the president of the United States at this time, with everything happening domestically and in the world, to sit down with a dictator. As far as I'm concerned, Erdogan is destroying democracy in Turkey. Turkey is a wonderful nation with wonderful people. And he has systematically, little by little by little, eliminated the democratic values in Turkey. And I just don't think the United States, as the leader of the free world, the leader of NATO, can just sit idly by and say, oh, let's give him a wonderful welcome. Let's continue to allow him to do whatever he wants to do. There's no penalties. No, when you're part of an alliance, you need to be loyal to that alliance, not break away from that alliance and align yourself with dictators and enemies of that alliance, such as Russia, to say, okay, well, we can do whatever we want. The United States is a paper tiger. I think it's time to put our foot down and tell Erdogan enough is enough. He cannot have it both ways.
What a week in Washington. Bronx and Westchester Democrat Elliot Engel, chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Congressman, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.